Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 6th of October. I'm conscious today. FTS member Bry sent me in a just over 2 minute audio of his housemate basically impersonating me on the bet slip. It's made me really conscious of how I speak. It was like having Rory Bremner sat next to you doing you. Very amusing, Brian. It was very funny. It did make me laugh. But I'm not sure I sound all like that, do I? I think you enjoyed yesterday's little musical fest. It's good fun, wasn't it? Good fun. What's happened in the interim? Transfer deadline day is finished. They should do away with that, shouldn't they? It's such an anti-climax. There's nothing exciting happens. It just basically is stuff they've been building up to for whatever many days. They talk about it. I don't watch that 24-hour news. I don't know anybody bears it. Both the normal news 24-hour and the Sky News. They just talk absolute drivel, Sky Sports News, sorry, don't they? Because just to try and fill the time, because they've got to fill 24 hours, just keep repeating the same thing and drivel. You know, they went on about Sancho, didn't they, for ages. Cavani, we obviously knew all about, so nothing's a surprise. Just do away with it. Try to turn it into something it isn't. A couple of comments re my posts yesterday, or my talk of social media. Fair enough. I did actually say I use Twitter. I'm sort of saying a bit hypocritical. Yes, I do, and it is. I said that in the actual podcast. Just shows how people listen to what they do. I don't think I'm ever mean on Twitter, though. I think what Twitter should have, I think all of them should have a sort of almost like a questionnaire. I know it's all about speed, but as you fill in the tweet, it should ask you questions. Do you want to really post this? Give yourself a mark out of 10 out of nastiness. Because some people just can't help themselves. I tend to read people's tweets. I mean, I've culled a lot, but even some people, I just think, what a sad life. You actually only ever tweet something when it's negative or when you want to have a go at somebody. You know, and I include everybody in that. People I even sort of think, oh, yeah, they're quite a good lad. And then I read their timelines and think, actually, all they do is dig people out. They don't contribute. I basically take the piss on Twitter more than anything else, calling people an idiot and posting stuff when FTS is. That's how I think I use it. I deliberately don't put any stuff about betting, because I'm not, as I've said, if people want to come on the podcast and have a proper discussion with me, then I will. I'm certainly not going to be doing it over 280 on characters with a bunch of fucking idiots I don't know. Clueless people, most of them as well. And political. Occasionally, I do a tweet about Trump. Occasionally, just because he's an absolute caricature of a human being, isn't he? I'm still pinch myself to think that he got that job. I just find it staggering. Again, people don't believe. I just keep saying, irrespective of political views, I'm pretty central. You know, I like to look at things and weigh it both ways. And bits on the left I agree with, bits on the right I agree with. I don't really sway either way. Whereas people are keyed into this, you know, right, this is it, and then the others left, and that is it, and that's the only way. I think there's more to be gained by people talking and trying to solve things than this polarisation. It's the individuals that get the jobs. I mean, Matt the Cock, how is he still going? I mean, I just do not know how these people are still going. He is absolutely useless. I mean, yesterday was brilliant, wasn't it? The old Excel. I mean, you could not, genuinely, you could not make that up, could you? That you're dealing with a pandemic. We've obviously had an election. We've put people in charge. And I think the standard of people we put in charge is way under. You know, I've said we should pay a proper salary and get proper people involved, rather than these fucking incompetents that are only thinking of themselves and self-serving. Actually get proper people who would know what they're doing and pay a proper wage. I know people don't like MPs' wages, but we're paying decent money, 60, 70 grand, for idiots. Pay proper money and get proper people involved. And they stand or fall by no other interest, can't do anything else, that's your job, and if you can't do it, then you get voted out or you get the boot. But we can't have people like this. I mean, it beggars belief, doesn't it? You're fighting a pandemic and bits of data are being shared on Excel and they don't even know how to work that. They're using XLS files, which what Chrissy's spreadsheets will tell us, I don't know, 10 years it went to XLSX. So they can only have 65,000 rows of data trying to manage a pandemic like that and track and trace. It's absolute, you couldn't invent it. If you sat and were writing novels, you couldn't come up with stuff like that. You couldn't invent these people. And I mean, give it to Chrissy. Chrissy's a good lad. He'll solve it. He'll do it for you if you want to use Excel. I mean, I just, it beggars belief. It really does. And then you've got the old numbskull, haven't you? You've all been complacent. I think it's all been, well, no, who was he on? Andrew Marr. I didn't watch it, but he was on Andrew Marr. But public's been complacent, haven't they, Andrew? Yes, they've all got a bit complacent with it. Yes, yes, we have. All got a complacent attitude to the pandemic and COVID, and that's why we're on the rise. But do go to the cinema. Do go to the cinema now. Go to the cinema. But not if a movie is going to finish past 10 o'clock. Nope. So no Lord of the Rings. Can't watch Lord of the Rings because obviously 2-3 hours, Peter Jackson, 2-3 hours, what was he thinking? Perhaps Contagion, only 90 minutes long. Go and watch Contagion at the cinema. Must keep the cinemas going. But the public can't be complacent. No, can't be complacent. All right, Prime Minister, could you explain 10 o'clock? Ah, 10 o'clock, Andrew. The question I'd say to you is, you say why 10 o'clock? I say why not 10 o'clock, Andrew? Year's been trying to get... we've been trying. I don't really go to pubs. I tried to get a public house minister. Tried Farage. Thought that Farage chap would be good for that, but he's always fucking about in a dinghy off Dover, isn't he? Can't get hold of him. But that's the question, Andrew. Why not 10 o'clock? Honestly, fucking ridiculous, isn't it? It is absolutely just fucking clowns. And you vote for these people. That's what I just, you know, I love sitting with people and saying, why do you vote for these people? Nobody ever gives me a good reason. Well, we didn't want Corbyn, so we vote for him. It's not a reason. It's not a reason. What do you want the country to do? What direction do you want it to go in? And vote with that, not on fucking morons who can't do the job. You keep them in power. You enable them by doing it. Fuck them off out of it and let's start again and get some new people involved. Same old fucking dickhead faces. Rees Mogg, fucking Matt the Cock, Gove, Johnson. It's just the same people recycling, talking the same old shit. It's never, ever, ever going to change. These people do not give a shit about you. It fucking drives me bananas. On the other side, I mean, it was, what were Labour doing, putting Corbyn up? What were they thinking? It's fucking madness. It's going to take years, years, generations to sort out. And we're fucking up young people's lives. Anyway, enough of that. There, Bri, get your thinking mate there doing that one. No football today. I've got some horses. Oh, I took Sam to dinner yesterday. If anybody lives down the Kent Way, place not too far from me called The Pig at Bridge Place. I think they've got some others around the country. Absolutely fantastic it was. I had a tomahawk, well we both did, Sam couldn't eat it. I had a tomahawk pork chop. It was massive, it was about 21 ounces. I didn't have the weight on the menu, just thought, well that sounds nice. Bit of apple sauce. Greg from MasterChef, sauce. It was absolutely stunning. Had a really lovely sort of lunch, or late lunch, sort of lunch, tea, dinner. There. Oh, I said tea. What have I done? What have I done? The Northerners are going to kill me. It was sort of tea time. It was about four-ish. The old Northerners are going to jump on that one. Yes, yes. Go to tea, but not past 10 o'clock. Do go to tea. But yeah, absolutely stunning. The Pig at Bridge Place. I was that impressed with it. I might have my 50th birthday there. That's what I was thinking. I might have my 50th. But they've got a few of them. I think they've got one in the North New Forest. They've got some somewhere else. Brilliant. The social distancing, where they managed it, all superb. Really nice people. The service, very sort of, you know, dressed downy, not up their own arse. Just absolutely superb. But this chop, it was it's the nicest pork chop I've ever eaten. But it's just massive. And then I ate half of Sam's because she didn't want to leave a full plate. I ate about 30 ounces of pork yesterday. Flipping killed me. Right. What we got? I've got no football. I've got some racing. I've had a chance to do the racing. I've got a little Lingfield lucky 15 for you today. Hang on a minute, as usual, not got it ready. I've got four at Lingfield. I looked at all the meetings and I've just got four runners at Lingfield. 240 Dark Motive, Harry Bentley's ride. Dark Motive, third at Newbury a while back, should be better for that. It is a novice, but seemed to run well and get a grasp of what it's about. So Dark Motive, Harry Bentley, I would suggest win and place. Hang on, I'm just looking at the place market. About 1.8 in the place. So Dark Motive in the 240. 310 Jason Watson, Rewired, again another novice, but again ran at Newbury, same meeting, I think, may have even been the same race, can't remember, but I think that'll do okay. Rewired, Jason Watson's mount, doesn't look the hardest race unless there's a big newcomer that is sort of flashes by that nobody knows anything about. The 410 at Lingfield, Myella on a hat trick, and I think she will do it today. So the 410 at Lingfield, Myella, Joey Haynes's mount, currently favourite. So Rewired was 4.1, Myella is 4, and in the 440 Thunder Flash, this one's a little bit more tentative on, but I think it'll make a good account of itself, Sean Levy's mount. So you have got there, they're all, as I say, priced around 4 to 5, not 4 to 5 odds on, 4.0 to 5.0. Dark Motive, 240, 310 Rewired, 410 Myella, and 440 Thunder Flash. Whatever you want to do. Win place, trade them, 25%, 50%, put them in a Yankee, put them in a lucky 15. I'm not telling you how to bet. I just think they'll all make good accounts of themselves today. I will be backing them win and place and win. I'm not a man for accumulators. Right, so that is the horses. Certainly through this break I will have, just see what the volume of football's like when we come back, and see what old Chrissy Spreadsheets is speeding up some of my processes, or says he is, we'll see. Get on to that track and trace team, Chrissy, help you out some. So I may, hopefully, when the football resumes, have things that run a little bit quicker and I'll have a bit more time, rather than sitting fannying around with Excel. 100 odd games a day on weekends, whatever it is. FDD have published the Masters. They've just texted me literally before I started recording, and I've just put that on Twitter. So if you want the Masters from FDD, they'll be up till the 19th of October. I will be talking this week with them about the setup for FTS. It'll be sort of ready for November the 1st, but I'll be talking to them through this week. I think they've still got people just finishing off the sort of COVID extension through the back end of this month, but I'll get that sorted. And that's it. Yeah, as I say, going to be quiet with the football with the international break. I hope you're all pleased with the your transfer deadline window. I think for Spurs it's the best one in modern times that I can remember. United, Cavani, I just don't get it. And Bayern, that lad's played 24 minutes. The game's mad, isn't it? What is it, 30 million? He's played 24 minutes of Serie A football. You know what's going on, do you? It's incredible. Absolutely stunning. I don't think the West Ham fans are happy, but you don't need anyone, do you? You're so good, you don't need anybody. You're beating all these teams, brushing them aside. Leicester, Wolves, top 5-6 teams. You're just dusting them away. You don't need any players. Burnley, probably be a little bit worried if you're a Burnley fan. I think they spent zero, didn't they? I don't think they bought anybody. But Spurs for 60 million done well. And Chelsea, obviously, is the team to look at and see with all the cash whether they It's whether the manager's up to it. I do think, you know, I keep saying, I do think one of Spurs' massive advantages is finally having a manager who knows how to win. If he gets a sniff of how to win, you know, if he can transfer that to the players, you know, it will be when the pressure's on. But I'm very positive about Spurs. I just think the mentality will change. And he'd certainly, love him or hate him, he knows what he's doing, the guy, for me. I do like winners, as I say. Right, I'll be back tomorrow. Going to do try and do a little bit of mindset tomorrow. And Thursday, then I'll be laying out the sort of template, or I say I will, things can change, of the pod. We're going to sort of have daily things, so that I know that people listen sometimes and don't want to listen when I'm talking shit other times, but better for me as well to just to get this structure. I'm going to try and do some horses. We'll have the Football Friday preview, NFL Sunday preview, and then when the NFL finishes, we'll fill that in. I'm going to do some book reviews. We're going to do interviews on a Thursday, do some recipes, and somebody suggested Mindset Monday, so we may well have Mindset Mondays. Monday's a difficult day for me just because I'm always catching up after the weekend. But if I was thinking of doing it on Tuesdays, but just the sound of Mindset Mondays, like, it's good, just sort of 5-10 minutes a week to help you with mindset. And on that, already getting a lot of emails. We are 3 weeks in, guys. A lot of emails in, panicking because people have lost 8 points, 10 points, whatever. Football's just settling down. You know, do not fret. You know, I love people trying to unravel, oh, why is there more goals in the Premier League? It can't just be, oh, that's what's happened that week. There's got to be reasons for it. Well, maybe there isn't. You know, it was like the home team bias when lockdown came back. Actually, if you actually follow it, it was nonsense other than Germany. I'm convinced it'll all settle down. You know, you've now got the transfer window over. Teams will have settled squads. You've had one international break. We've got another one. I've no doubt it is slightly different playing behind closed doors, but I firmly believe it will all settle down and you'll see goal ratios and goal averages fall back to somewhere near the normal. And the form will settle down and teams will do what you expect them to do, pretty much. I may be wrong, but that's what I think. I certainly don't make any decisions now or panic because something might have had a bad week or I lost 8 points on Friday or whatever it may be. You know, that happens in this game. It doesn't matter who you are. It happens in this game. You know, all I'm going to say to these people who email me, I don't know what you want me to say, wait till Christmas. You know, wait, see where you are. That's when I will look next at my stuff. I get everything sort of up to date now, all my heat maps and things. I did them in before lockdown. I'm going to do them all over this period, but I won't actually now touch anything from what I'm betting until I get to Christmas time, when, you know, we've got half a season's data and we can look and see if there are any real abnormalities for things. But you know, it will be, I have no doubt the Premier League will come down to probably Liverpool and Man City. I'm not, you know, Liverpool, I don't think, will run away with it like last season. Other teams may be better and closer, but that's not abnormal. You know, I think what Liverpool winning by 25 points was abnormal. And the same in the other leagues. You know, you'll see Juventus and Inter Milan, you'll see Real Madrid and Barcelona, you'll see Bayern Munich and Dortmund. It will all settle itself down. That's what happens. Do not get people panic about one day, and that's, you've just got to go through the process. You know, somebody's talking now about the 5 minutes before the off, and we're going to have Betty Blogger on again. I got that. I don't even look. I don't look what's gone on. I put the bot on and let it run. And I will assess that. I've done my work to make the decision to do that. I will then assess that at Christmas. And if it's costing me lots of money by prices drifting or moving too much out of that range, I will deal with it then. That's what I will deal. And I'll say, right, that approach isn't right. But I've now got 200, 300, 400, 500 bets to look at to say that, as opposed to 8 games on, you know, Friday to Sunday this last weekend. So, as I say, we'll do the Mindset Mondays, whether people want to do them or not, or think I talk a load of shit, I'm going to do them and that's it. Right, have a lovely Tuesday. Go to the cinema. Don't go to the cinema, but if you do go to the cinema, make sure you're home by 10 o'clock. absolute fucking bumbling buffoon. I just love people doubling down. That's my favourite thing. I love people doubling down. When you say, why is he equipped to do the job? They can't actually give you an answer, but they just double down. They just double down. Well, he's voted in, wasn't he? That's it. Yeah, that doesn't make him. That doesn't mean he's the man for the job. That doesn't mean it. It means at the time, the British public were so shitty fucking fed up with Brexit that they decided to vote Tory just to try and get something moving. That doesn't mean this guy's the right man for the job. Going to make an absolute fucking pig's ear of Brexit. You heard it here. He will fuck it up, him and his team. Do not worry about it. That is what's going to fucking happen. And obviously they'll have an out because they'll just blame COVID and this, that and the other. Incompetent. They're just fucking incompetent. If I was that bad at my job, I'd get the fucking sack. Sam would say to me, go out and work in fucking Lidl, Ian, because this ain't happening. Right, crack on. Have a lovely Tuesday. Enjoy yourselves. Up the Spurs.